This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. California has more registered electric cars than any other state. Not surprising, perhaps. California, climate awareness, it kind of follows, right? In fact, last quarter, one in four new vehicles sold here was electric. One in four. But that also means three times as many Californians who bought new vehicles stuck with gas. Why? Well, it depends on what zip code you live in and, related, how much money you have. KCRW's Kaylee Wells talked to EV drivers about why they made the switch, and to gas-powered drivers, too, about why they didn't.
For a lot of people above a certain income threshold, becoming an EV driver is kind of a no-brainer. That's how it was for Joey Gill, who's owned his Tesla for 5 years.
I've always been like an early adopter and a bit of a techie, and once I test drove it, it was just really nice.
Most of those new EVs are parked in front of households with high incomes, like in West LA. That's where Gil works with Plasma as a research scientist. So why do EV drivers like him drive EVs? A couple of things. One, says Gil.
So we do care about, reducing carbon footprint.
He's concerned about climate change. The other big reason? EVs are cheaper to drive. If drivers can get past the high price tag up front, EVs tend to save them money in the long run on gas and maintenance.
Definitely the financial piece was a motivator.
In 2021, Tiffany Gage went all in on electric. She replaced her family's two gas vehicles with Teslas. That's partly because the gas bill was so high with her husband's 100-mile daily commute.
The fact that, like, my husband was commuting, it only made sense that we go electric because we'd be spending $10,000+ in gas a year.
But both Tiffany Gage and Joey Gill own their houses. They installed EV chargers at home and even put solar panels on their roofs to make charging their cars more affordable. But LA neighborhoods that have low EV adoption rates tend to have more renters, and often they can't charge at home. Plus, those places tend to have fewer public car chargers. Take Anna Menny, who used to work for the city of Carson in South LA County. She says she's sticking with her gas-powered Toyota Camry because in her city, it's more convenient.
I can go around every single block and find a gas station. I can't find charging stations.
There is money set aside in the Inflation Reduction Act to help pay for more, but it'll take a while for those federal dollars to get to the local level and for those chargers to come online. Menny also mentioned another big barrier. The sticker price of an EV is typically higher.
What they deem affordable electric vehicles, they're starting at the $30,000 range.
Combine that with interest rates at the highest they've been in 15 years, it's just not doable for a lot of car buyers. California does have a program to help low-income drivers buy an EV, but the funding is almost dried up, and there's a wait list for what little money is left. Plus, even if affording the EV and finding a charger near home isn't a problem, the last big barrier is as old as EVs themselves.
Range anxiety, that is the correct term.
Susan Lowry of Lancaster, California, worries that she'll get stranded. She's retired and loves to go camping in her gas-powered Ford F-150. One of her favorite drives is some 400 desolate miles from Tahoe to Utah.
Stunningly beautiful.
It's even called the loneliest road in America. And even though new EVs can go much farther on a single charge than they did early on, Lowry is skeptical.
We don't go places where things are easily found. I mean, next summer's big trip is going to be to Alaska.
The Inflation Reduction Act includes money set aside to put more universal car chargers in rural and low-income areas. Even if that takes a while, Lowry says she knows she should make the switch and thinks it's the right thing to do.
It's all about sacrifice.
And if she has to give up one of her favorite drives on a lonely road through Nevada, Lowry says she's willing to do that. In Los Angeles, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.